Not too long ago, something startling happened in the town of Stillmore, Georgia. Almost all of the illegal immigrants disappeared. A chicken processing plant is the biggest employer in that tiny rural town, but after an investigation by federal immigration agents, the plant lost more than half its workforce. An immigration raid last month snared dozens more Mexican immigrants and has left those remaining worried about their future. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has the story.
When immigration agents descended on this ramshackle trailer park here one Sunday morning, they arrested the men and left their families behind. Anna Robinson watched the raid from a distance, then rushed into the park after agents left.
Las mujeres estaban hinchadas.
The women's eyes were swollen. They were crying and holding their children tight. It was sad.
Robinson and others say in the days that followed, some of these women hid in the woods out of fear. One mother tearfully handed over her 2-year-old American-born son to a local child care provider, then fled the state. Today, about the only thing moving in this sandy lot of trailers is a family of abandoned chickens roosting in a leafy tree. As dusk falls, there are lights from one trailer. At a knock on the door, they quickly go off. A moment later, eyes peek out a window, and the door cautiously opens.
Hi.
Abelia and Fernando say they stayed with friends out of town for 10 days before venturing back. Behind them, two double beds are pushed together. Children's drawings are taped to the wall. The family prefers not to give their last name. Evelia and Fernando say they came here 10 years ago, illegally, from Veracruz, Mexico. She stays home with their 3 boys, all U.S. citizens. He clears fields for construction.
Well, I feel safe in my job right now. I can't afford not to work. And I thought I'd lose it if we left the area for good. I'm also hoping immigration won't come back. But who knows?
We're torn. Sometimes I feel things are getting harder here, and it might be better to go back to Mexico on our own, instead of waiting to be deported.
In all, 126 illegal immigrants in Stillmore were arrested, and many of them have already been deported to Mexico. The last time anyone remembers a raid like this around here was 1998 in the onion fields. But Georgia's politicians raised such a protest, the federal government backed down. Since then, hundreds of thousands of immigrants have moved to Georgia, the fastest-growing Latino population in the country. So the president of the Crider Chicken Processing Plant, David Pirtle, may have been understandably surprised when immigration agents first contacted him last May.
They explained to us that they had uncovered 2 of our employees producing fraudulent documents and that they requested the I-9s on all of our employees.
The I-9 is the form to verify someone's work eligibility. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, found nearly 700 Crider employees, well over half, had used fake documents and were illegal. Pirtle says he was surprised.
Many of our employees that were not documented correctly had worked here for a long period of time and had actually kind of grown up in this area.
The agency allowed Pirtle to fire most of the illegal workers slowly over the summer, before ICE agents showed up to arrest only the last bunch. At times, the entire Crider staff, Pirtle included, pitched in to keep the operation going. Still, Crider's had to outsource 250 of its 1,000 jobs to a plant in Alabama. In the tiny cluster of gas stations and convenience stores that is Stillmore's downtown, retired electrical maintenance worker Bill Haskin has no problem with the layoffs and arrests.
I don't have anything against Spanish people, but I think the ones that are here legal need to stay. The ones that are not, I think they need to go back home.
Haskin has no sympathy for Crider's insistence that officials did not know employees' documents were fake.
I don't want to get nasty, but they're full of condensed cow's milk. They're not chicken. All you got to do is go to a computer and you can find you or I and where we were born and how many teeth we got and everything.
Since the arrest, Crider Poultry has signed on to a federal computer program to verify new hires' legal status. As for those fired, Residents say some boarded buses for Mexico, but others are still in the area trying to get by. Baptist pastor Ariel Rodriguez is in touch with them.
Right now, we are cooking meals for the families, but more importantly, we are helping them to find new jobs. These people not only need food, but they need money to pay the rent and stuff.
Even as these immigrants seek new jobs, Kreider Poultry is still scrambling to replace its lost workers. It's contracted with the Department of Corrections to bus in members of a halfway house. It's also boosted starting pay to $7 an hour and is advertising increased wages. At this Kreider job fair in the nearby county seat of Swainsboro, Georgia, several dozen, mainly young African Americans, have come to fill out applications.
Thank you, ma'am.
One woman says it's only fair the immigrant workers were arrested because they take jobs people like her should get. But outside, waiting for her interview, Amelita Hampton disagrees.
They don't take jobs from Americans. You know, to me, it's up to the employer. They figure they can get these people in here and they can pay them less money. So that's what they do.
Kreider's president, David Pirtle, denies taking any such advantage. He says the reason his plant ended up with so many Hispanic workers is because they're the ones who stayed, while the white and African-American employees always left for other jobs. That would include people like 29-year-old Dion Lewis, who's here at the job fair, even though he admits he only lasted a week when he worked at Kreider 4 years ago.
It's just too nasty. I mean, you're working all day in blood, chicken guts, and chicken heads, and all stuff. I mean, I just couldn't do it.
So why apply again? Well, Lewis says he's got two toddlers to support now, and he can't find any other job. He figures he's ready to give the dirty work of processing chicken another shot. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.